Let's do one on Gary, G-A-R-Y, last name Benzel, B-E-N-Z-E-L. This is a 68-year-old gentleman admitted to hospice with malignant neoplasm of the right lung slash bronchus. Patient also has liver and intrahepatic metastasis into the bile duct and metastasis into the bone, period. The paragraph patient currently has a KPS score of 60%. He's divorced. He's in pain, requires pain medication around the clock, and he's alert to person, place, and time currently, and fully responsive, period. Patient pain is severe enough for him to sit with knees bent, elbows bent, and rocking back and forth. He's restless. He's able to get up and walk, but he's at a high risk of fall because he's quite weak at this time, period. New paragraph. The new paragraph is going to start with, let me find it. So the 68-year-old gentleman with history of COPD, tobacco abuse, was admitted to the hospital on or about May 16th of this year with 50-pound weight loss, loss of appetite, chest pain. CT scan showed white chest mass as well as metastatic disease into the liver and bones. Patient was found to be hypercalcemic with a calcium of 4.7. Received IV fluid, Zomida. Patient's biopsy proved to be positive for squamous cell cancer. Period. He has a poor functional status. After much discussion regarding patient's finding, regarding the stage for cancer and his need for pain medication, it was decided to refer patient to hospice. With patient's agreement, since to keep patients comfortable as possible during the next last few weeks to months of his life, period. Patient is hospice appropriate, expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.